If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Checking in on the grounding of the 737 MAX fleet. We learned that even when safety regulators lift the fleet's grounding, carriers will have to navigate a lengthy maze of bureaucratic requirements. Plus, checking in on the official word from the FAA on the fate of the Boeing 737 MAX. That's after these tech headlines. Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum joins the coalition of state officials suing to block T-Mobile's purchase of Sprint, bringing the opponent tally to 16 AGs ahead of the planned December antitrust trial. The group, led by California and New York, sued in June to stop the combo, arguing it would push up wireless prices. Texas AG Ken Paxton joined the team earlier in August, despite the Republican-led U.S. Department of Justice's conditional endorsement of the merger. Except for Paxton, all AGs opposing the deal are Democrats. Electronic vehicles and their charging stations could provide a small but much-needed boost to demand for copper, that red-orange metal with prices at a two-year low amid a slowing global economy. The Journal writes that copper is a cornerstone of the EV revolution. At the heart of the electric vehicle, it is used throughout because of its high electrical conductivity, durability, and malleability. The need for copper is even more significant when it comes to charging stations. Some predict that by 2040, passenger EVs will consume more than 3.7 metric tons of copper every year. In comparison, passenger internal combustion engine vehicles will need just over 1 metric ton. And Verizon is selling blogging site Tumblr to the owner of WordPress.com. The buyer, Automattic, sees similarities between users of the two publishing sites, as CEO Matt Mullenweg tells The Wall Street Journal. The deal is Automattic's largest ever and will make Tumblr part of a company it says is similar in structure to Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, claiming it acquires businesses and lets them operate relatively independently. Automattic says Tumblr is one of the only other platforms on the internet that's similar to WordPress.com. And according to Mullenweg, it's, quote, really all about publishing and user-generated content and social media, end quote. Coming up, what the FAA has to say about the fate of the Boeing 737 MAX fleet.
If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
We learned that the FAA is not following any timeline for returning the Boeing 737 MAX fleet to service. And when safety regulators lift the grounding of the fleet, airline carriers will have to navigate through a maze of bureaucratic requirements. Before flying any passengers, much maintenance will be needed to prepare jets that have been idled for months. Plus, its tech manuals will also need updating. Boeing specifically will write revised source documents for operating procedures, and airlines will produce tailor-made training manuals for their own cockpit crews. As for how long this will take, speaking Monday of this week, Stephen Dixon, FAA administrator, addresses where things stand.
At this moment, an entire fleet of U.S.-made aircraft is grounded due to two tragic accidents overseas. And I want to again be clear and absolutely committed that the FAA is a safety-driven organization, and safety is my highest priority. This plane will not fly in commercial service again until I'm completely assured that it is safe to do so. The FAA is not following any timeline for returning the aircraft to service. Rather, we're going where the facts lead us and diligently ensuring that all technology and training is present and correct before the plane returns to passenger service.
The Federal Aviation Administration will need to sign off on each of the steps involved. Pilots will then have to complete training on the plane's new technology. More from Steve Dixon on the aviation tech involved and how it's a huge undertaking and business.
My job is the safety of the entire system, which is not just airlines, it's not just manufacturers, it's not just airports, it's general aviation, it's everything. And so there are opportunities there, and I've done this in my leadership roles previously when I led the Next Gen Advisory Committee, for example. The first thing I said is we're not looking for airline solutions, even though I'm from an airline. Airlines are very heavy users of the system. But we need, in order to be able to move forward together, we need to have consensus that's going to benefit the system as a whole.
Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation, stresses in order to get the technology in place safely, the FAA must take its time.
The FAA cannot take its global safety leadership position for granted. Safety requires constant effort and unflagging dedication to this core mission and value. Infrastructure. And the third department priority, I have asked Steve to assess the performance of the agency and the results of the ongoing investigations and to make recommendations about any needed reforms. And I know that he and the team are ready for the challenge.
Once settled, each airline's crew of specialized pilots will also need to perform flights to endorse the changes and ensure everything is operating properly. More at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.